Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Dave Smith Absurd Comedy, where you can count on absolute absurdity and random randomness. All right, let's get into it.
Greetings, fellow Earthlings. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of And Another Thing with Dave. I want to thank all of our listeners from all over the world. Please do subscribe and share if you're not already. All right, let's get into it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Piss Olympics. We have Mr. Jerome Piss. He has some great colored piss everywhere. Everywhere he goes, he shows up, pisses, and destroys the competition.
Jerome Piss, homie. Oh, that's hilarious.
Is it purple, Piss? I want to know, is it purple? We need to know. Inquiring minds need to know. What color is this Jerome Piss you speak of? I imagine it's purple. I imagine he likes the purple drink.
Yeah, we all know about Jerome Piss. Oh, that's like an ESPN Sports Center kind of thing. This weekend news, Jerome Piss back on the field. Pissing himself almost immediately as he begins the 400-meter track run. The entire the visual that I have for this is like
fresh off the injured reserve.
I have a visual like a huge Zane Bolt guy, but he has like a boner. He's just like pissing himself and just like running, and everyone else gets like weirded out and just falls back.
Piss on balls, throw your arms. We don't smoke nothing unless it's got piss on it. That's it. We only smoke piss around here.
Hell yeah.
Right, you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about piss in my face, blood. I'm talking about going on the street and then pissing on my face, blood. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Can't you hear what I'm saying? I like pissing in my face, blood.
You're talking about pissing in my face, like? Is that what you're talking about, like? Right? You're talking about pissing in my face, like? Well, I'm going to piss in your face. I'm going to grab you by the ears. I'm going to put my little two-inch little dingling down your throat.
Bro, you nail it with your timing every single fucking time, man. Like, cause what you say is, like, I don't expect that to come, even though I should. Oh, it hits so hard. Bro, I'm so sorry, man. There's five messages left. We've got through all of them. I'm just smoking weed, and I'm getting higher and higher and probably getting more and more.
I mean, you know what Hitler did. He didn't use fucking gas. He used piss vapor to kill his kill them Jews. He used piss vapor. Collected all their piss over days and just evaporated it. Very acidic urine. So, yeah.
I think it was a Hasidic urine. I think it was a Jewish urine. I think it was a very, very Jewish urine. Hasidic urine. Very difficult to deal with. It's a weapon of mass destruction. Biological weapon. Oh, Hasidic urine.
This was very Hasidic urine. Very Jewish urine. Oh, fuck, man.
It puts the urine on its skin.
Tell you what, mate. Sit here, have a cold beer, piss me pants, take me pants off, flip me around like a helicopter, stand up, piss all over the fucking floor, right? Piss all over me hands. Rub it all over my face. Piss on the kids. Piss on the wife. Piss on the dog. Piss on.
Oh, shit.
That was so fucking stupid, man. It's hilarious.
That was wonderful.
Oh, shit.
God. Jake Nicholson. I like pissing on children.
Honey, I'm pissing.
money. I'm pissing. Jack Nicholson standing pissing
his pants. Pissing in the snow. I'm pissing in the snow. Hi ho, Dario. Jack Nicholson's pissing in the snow.
I think of other like famous movie things like. keep going.
Okay, so let's talk about basketball. Let's get into the statistics here. So Lamar actually pissed all over Shantae's face. Now, I'm not sure how he got away with this on the court, but it happened. And as you can see here, that LaQuisha also got pissed on by another player. Now, we're not sure who it is yet, but we're trying to work that out. And it seems like the whole team were running trains pissing on these people.
I don't know why he had to mention my daughter, LaQuisha.
LaQuisha. Did you watch The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary?
No.
No?
Oh. No.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Good shit. It's just
The Michael Jackson documentary about him.
No,
and...
Michael Jordan about his time in Chicago.
I was killing it. No, I didn't.
It's fine. Okay, never mind. It's still.
I saw the Michael Jackson one. That's a whole different documentary.
I wasn't molesting those kids. I was just pissing my pants. I'm pissing pants.
Exactly. I was just pissing my little kids left and right. I didn't know what I was doing.
No one ever told me to piss my pants.
Mind on pills. I didn't know why I was pissing myself.
I was too busy singing. My dad never taught me how to piss my pants. So. I'm
just
trying to get back to school.
Pissing myself since I was five.
What if I imagine Michael Jackson's like on stage, he's doing the fucking moonwalk, maybe like bad area, you know, he's got the hat and shit. And he finishes his routine and he's just like, ow! And then he just fucking pisses his pants. You just see like a dark spot coming out from his nose. I piss. Oh yeah, I piss. I really, really pissed.
I'm here.
I'm going to have to send my assistant to the store because I pissed my pants.
I'm pissed.
Why are bulk women so aggressive? Seriously. When I go to Costco and I buy my women in bulk, I don't want them to be aggressive, and yet they always are.
Oh my god. And then Michael Jackson turns around and his pants have a big old piss
stain. Oh my god.
Mic drop.
Oh, Michael Jackson. This is the final city move.
I'm bad.
He like pops the balls and just start pissing himself. Ooh. And then shits himself.
Who's bad?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Shout out to the 13 people listening to us.
Since Vashen Casey Saint. Piss in the sets. It's the souls. The jewels. Gets the piss in the face.
Okay. Shouts out to the people listening. Drop a follow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah. Could be anywhere and you're listening to our crazy asses.
Right. Tap in, man. Who would you like to see? What famous person would you like to see piss their pants publicly?
I'd like to see Christopher Walken drop in and take a piss.
I want to see like Tom Cruise piss his pants like on red carpets wearing like a nice, you know, like everyone pissed their pants. How funny would that? Oh fuck! I'm just imagining. All right, I just stopped going away. I'm gonna mute myself too because I'm just imagining everyone on like a red carpet, just like pissing their pants, like all the stars. The image of mine is so. I have to mute myself.
After drinking something really colorful, right?
I'm muting myself because I have to keep laughing. It's going to be annoying.
Pissing on the little kids now. Everything is fine, children. Don't have to run nowhere. I'm just going to piss on you. Just going to piss on them fragile little bones, kiddies.
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to see my man, but I need you, babe. Because I just pissed down my leg. And I don't need it.
Hey, y'all. It's Bernique. I was in the last conversation with my boy Basil. So I just want to let y'all know that y'all can piss my face whenever y'all feel like it. Maybe piss my vajayjay too if y'all feel nasty.
I've seen the piss hole and the damage done.
I was thinking about
a little part of it in everyone. Ooh, suck my pants.
Suck my pants. I was thinking about Californication.
First they grab you by the ears and I pump. Then you gag and then I jump. Down your throat.
My man has impeccable comedic timing here because, like, each time you go, for some reason, I don't see it coming, and then I'm like, it's still funny. It's still funny. Well, goddamn. Yeah, man, the 40 people that listen to this, oh, man. I mean, this is good. I feel like this is like optimal to fucking stereo at, bro.
I was Optimus just, like, Prime.
Optimus Piss Your Pants Prime Stereo.
Yeah,
fucking
people,
amazing.
People are breaking it down, freestyling, pissing their pants, and not being embarrassed. That's right. It's the deep press. And
2,000 years ago, a series of transforming robots fell onto Earth. Their mission, to transform and save the Allspark, taking it back to their world. Their problem, they can't stop pissing their pants.
Their mission, to transfer their urine into an energy source, which will save it.
To learn to stop letting their motor oil seep out into their crotch area. I'm sorry, everybody listening. I'm so high, dude. It's so funny to me. All right. Hold on. My bad,
just to let people know, we were being serious and funny earlier, so you can rewind and listen to that. But right now, we're getting high and we're being funny.
Yeah, this is the rails, bro.
Now we're just letting it shooting from the hip right now.
This shit is
We were the whole time, but
this isn't your grandma's fucking a stereo conversation now, dude.
This here ain't your grandma's podcast. Like she likes gurgling on some piss.
I can't
hear it.
You know, frankly, Biden's presidency will never create as much piss as me. Because, frankly, we've done a great job. We've created so much piss here over at the Trump Foundation.
Oh, man. Do you know Thundercats, bro? Did you ever watch? Wait, no. Who's the?
Agree with what Mr. Shiar was
trying to say. Right? Do you know Lionel from He-Man? Right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Pardon me. No, pardon me.
Okay. All right. Don't mind.
Agree with what Mr. Shiar was trying to say.
No. It's fine. Go ahead, dude. Go ahead, Donald Trump.
I was just saying, I agree with what Mr. CR was trying to say, although he didn't seem to be able to say it, but it's okay, because we all love piss, and I could help you, I could grab you by the ears.
This is the most high-quality piss that anyone's ever seen. Everyone's saying this is the best piss that they've ever seen. It's the Ukrainian piss. Like,
that's right. And now that we're not in the White House anymore, this beautiful, tremendous, wonderful Melania piss is now available on Amazon.
We can get it. Yeah. Oh, man. It's so good, bro. And I'm high as shit, dude. I'm too high to fucking think of like something funny to say, but this is hilarious, man. I just have a big smile on my face just thinking about all the office.
Me too.
Pissing themselves.
I'm smoking right now.
Oh, man. Let's take another hit. I'm going to have to order some food.
I got some Girl Scout cookies, and then I got some dabs of some, what is it? Fuck, I forgot. Rose something.
Rose.
Tasty, though.
Is it kind of shatter? Is it like a, some sugar? Or what?
Like a CO2.
Nice.
Crumble.
Oh, I love the crumble, bro. I like the sugar more than I like the fucking, what do you call it? Like shatter or,
Shatter, yeah. I'm not a fan of the shatter because it's chemical, right? So there's butane in there somewhere. You probably don't get a tiny bit, but there's butane in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least I think. That's my take. I think,
you're right, but I think it's a negligible amount. Man. And I don't think it's a...
I agree. But over time, right? And I smoke a lot.
Oh, well, bro. Well, I got dabbling, bro. Like, when I got into dabs, man, like, I was smoking all the time, but then I got dabbling. Like, I was just fucking coughing all the time. I couldn't get the cough to go away. And then I couldn't get high off, like, regular weed unless it was complete top shelf. And I was like, oh. Yeah, I think it's a moderation thing.
On a nice sunny day, two children discover the uses of their penises. So they decide to piss in each other's mouths this summer.
Johnny and Maria meet for the first time at summer camp, and now has come the moment when they piss for the first time.
Timothy Chalamet and Johnny Depp are piss boys.
The pissers.
The piss kings. Hell's Kitchen piss kings.
Piss kids. Oh, I like it.
Piss kids. Oh, piss kings. But piss kids. Yeah, like Spy Kids. You know, it's kind of like a follow up to our rugby situation. They just always piss their pants.
So I've heard, along with cat urine being very close in quality to the Melania, the highly praised Melania urine, I've heard homeless person's urine is very potent as well, because once again, they're not drinking any water.
Well, let me pay this. This image just popped in my head. You know James Bond, where he's like on the table and they have the laser that's gonna like cut up through his dick and shit. Do you know what I'm talking about? I think it's like Moonraker, right? You know the iconic thing. Like, imagine James Bond's on that table, and the guy's talking. He's like, "Well, Mr. Bond, like seems that things haven't worked out for you so well after all." It's like, what are you gonna do after this? Well, I'm going to do it all things well. I'm going to piss my pants and destroy the world. And
just stand. That's right. I'm going to piss on your laser.
No, just
I'm going to piss your laser out.
Right. I never realized how funny it is to just imagine people peeing their pants because you see like a giant wet spot. And I'm just imagining like all these famous scenes from like movies and shit, and people just pee their pants. It's so fucking funny. Sorry, no, sorry, I apologize.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
It's all right. All good.
Nobody cares what you're doing as long as you're doing it. So continue doing it. Okay? I left a little while ago. That's how funny it was. I'm here now.
And now you're back. You're back. And you're pissing, and you're enjoying it, and you're loving, loving every minute. The floor is getting slippery, but you don't mind, because it's that lovely yellow liquid. So lovely, so yellow, tremendous.
And it smells like turpentine, and it just feels very uncomfortable. but also sexual, but terrifying.
So. Oh, dude, that was my favorite song from the 90s, My Turpentine.
Right, and I think maybe now that, like, isn't it weird that, like, now that we're talking about this, that song was kind of about pissing pants the whole time? You know?
I think it was. I think it was. Well, and you know, nobody knows, but did you know piss is a good cleaning agent as well? You know, people talk about vinegar. They talk up vinegar. They talk up, you know, bleach and whatnot. But, you know, you get all urine right there from your old fucking trouser sack. It's fucking...
Get the stains it's right sterilizing. Out.
It's sterilizing. It's a perfect cleaning agent.
You spilled some red wine on like a bed sheet. Just take a jar of your own piss and pour it on there and just scrub it with a fucking.
Why don't we let it sit for a good day, fat? So it concentrates up, right? Because you want to get as close to the Melania piss.
So Gwyneth Paltrow made a candle that smells like her vagina and a candle that smells like her orgasm, and I want to make a candle that says it smells like my piss.
Yes.
And then, like, if anyone gets hungry, they could just take a bite out of the candle and have some piss candle, you know, piss wax.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell
fucking you're a year late, my friend. I made a queef and a fart and a piss candle last year. You're late, my friend. I'm sorry. You missed the boat.
Dude, if he actually wants to make a piss candle and he knows how to do it, bro, I think this is the natural logical extension of this idea.
Okay,
first we go on. Conceptualization, then we go candles, then, you know, network, maybe movie.
And then,
you know, we'll see.
And then the world.
And then the world pissed its pants. And queefed at the same time. Only the women, though. The men didn't even fart. It was embarrassing for all of the chicks. Because everyone heard it. And everyone knew what it was. Even though they tried to pretend. Like it wasn't.
You're absolutely correct. Senor Dave. You can taste the butane.
Well, sometimes, not if you do good and you purge it. Good day. Whatever.
You think there's nothing gayer than these two locked in a gay 69. But watch out when they both tandem release streams of piss. It will be work.
It would be better if we were pissed.
After this commercial break.
Locked at 69. But just wait until they both piss their pants at the same time. Oh,
but
shit,
just wait. We'll be back with more after this commercial break. We've got them strapped down. 69 Mono Ejaco.
From the famous Texan Western author Cormac McCarthy, there comes. There will be piss.
And when we come back, we'll be pissing.
This brings me such joy. I don't know how this got so funny, dude. But this is so funny, bro.
People clearly need humor right now.
Yeah, people, you guys kind of got to take the helm on this, man. I'm out of shit, bro. I'm putting it in your.
Yeah, listeners, you gotta help out because
you see, I came over and I was just expecting to see the gay 69, but I didn't think that these two guys were gonna start peeing each other's mouths and they were filling each other's mouths. And there was a lot of piss, a whole lot of piss.
I had no idea I was at what I was about to witness here, and then all of a sudden I looked to my left. And I see this guy pissing, and I didn't think nothing of it at first, you see. But then when I look to my right, I see another guy pissing.
And like my uncle used to say, get pimping, get pissing.
You know? I just thought, I just start thinking to myself, everybody around here pissing but me. Why is that? Why is everybody around here pissing but me? So I started pissing too. Oh, dude.
I just didn't want to be the last girl that didn't get asked to dance at prom. So I just started pissing. And then to my surprise, like the music changes, everyone in the prom starts pissing their pants too.
Yeah, I didn't want him to rape me, so I started pissing.
Oh, that wasn't funny. I decided to show everyone who I really was, so I just decided to piss.
That's right. So, yeah. I didn't like the principal, so I pissed on his leg.
To piss is to
left. Hey, dude. Just did a kickflip and ollie 360 with the boys, and then took my cock out and just pissed in their faces, and they really liked it, dude. So we all just started, yeah, like, pissing on each other, and I was like, yeah. Pissed all over the skateboard, dude. Yeah, it's just, like, so rad.
Totally, bro. That totally reminds me of, like, when I was just cutting it up at the beach the other day, bro, and I, like, fully was, like, hanging five, and then I just took a piss. And then, like, my bros were, like, on the beach watching, like, bro, that was killer. And I was like, yeah, let's piss. And we totally pissed.
I just remember, like, when Rodney Mullen came over to London and fucking was carving it up, dude. And he fucking hit a 360 backflip over the box while he was pissing his pants. And, like, piss was just flying everywhere, dude. It was just so gnarly. I mean, like, fucking girl team was there. They were doing shoot for it.
Dude, I think I was there. I think I was there. Did you get, like, hit by a seal in the wave and, like, you pissed at the same time? You were pissing at the same time, and the seal was catching your piss in its mouth. I saw that, dude. That was amazing.
No, dude. No. You're thinking something else. I'm talking about Rodney Mullins at Long Beach Skate Park, dude. I'm talking about the fucking boards, man.
Oh, my bad.
Surfboards, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's all good, dude. He was just, bro, it was like splash zone. I mean, piss was just everywhere, bro. As he did it, and like we were all so
totally different piss fest, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, man. Because I saw fucking Mitch Slater over at Redondo, and he was fucking riding this gnarly wave, and he just had a boner. And he was pissing the whole time.
I couldn't believe that, bro.
Someone said he'd never seen someone do that before. So,
fully
Slater, yeah, Mitch Slater,
fully gnarly, full boner, full tube, whole time just pissing like a fucking garden hose.
Penis erectus,
pissing through the tube, penis erectus. Oh, bro, it was most impressive. I mean, try that. Try that. Anybody out there, try that.
Anybody.
Try that.
Yeah. I mean, this is try like, that. This is shit.
Try that.
History, dude. Like,
try that.
Brad Laird surfing like fucking 50-foot waves. Yeah, okay. Try doing it with a fucking boner while you're pissing the whole time. It's like.
Yeah, try that. Try the full erect piss tube maneuver. You can't do it. Yeah. You can't do it. Nobody can do the full erect piss tube maneuver. It can't be totally done. It's been done once. Yeah, I dare you.
Yeah.
Show us you can do it.
Yeah.
Show us you can do it. Send us an Instagram picture of you full tubing, erect pissing. Full
fucking hard.
Nobody's doing it.
Shitting piss.
We're not going to get the picture.
Shredding the tube. Yeah.
We're not going to get the picture. Because you know why?
Fucking, yeah.
Because what's his name was the man.
Cause, yeah, because Mitch Slater was fucking.
Mitch Slater was the boss. Throwing it down 1 gallon of piss at a time.
Yeah. It was like a once in a lifetime thing. Witnessing that.
I heard he drank his own urine to train for that.
Dude, I went down it. That guy was fucking hardcore, bro. I mean,
well, you gotta commit. You gotta commit, right? You can't be halfway in, right? So,
dude, I think you pissed. I heard he pissed 700 pairs of swimsuits in preparation for that. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm too high. No, I can't do the tape. Sorry.
I heard he's fully one of those, like, by the ears kind of guys.
He is. Oh, man. It's like you take the Mother Ocean and you just grab her by the ears and just, like, you know, force her down on your life and just, like, explode, like, piss down into her throat. And that's how it goes.
Lord, James Bond was not in a film called Moonraper. Now, that is just, I mean, that'd be cool, right? This is super funny. But how would you even rape the moon?
Bro, come on. It wasn't about the moon. It wasn't about the moon. It was about a famous scene from cinema where someone just starts pissing their pants. The bad guy's like, I've got you now, Mr. Bond. And just starts pissing himself.
Lots of cheese in the moon. Lots of cheese in the moon makes me think of my penis and its mushroom head, because when I squeeze it, a little bit of cheese comes out of the chip, reminds me of the moon as I'm pissing. It burns a little bit when I piss. I won't deny it. It's true.
People have said they have the most painful piss. I have the most painful piss in the world. My
Who got the painful piss? Come on. Everybody got the painful piss.
Everybody taking a piss. Hey. Yeah, man. Tell me this, bro. What should I get, dog? What should I get for breakfast, man? Should I get a bagel? Or should I get some McDonald's? Dog? I'm high as fuck, man. I kind of want the McDonald's, but I don't know if this. But it's really nice. Place is open. A bagel place, which is really good.
Get what you want, man. Get what you want.
McDonald's doesn't even have fucking a breakfast thing. Yeah, fuck this. I'm getting a bagel, dude. I'm like, what am I thinking, man?
Bagels are good. So good. As long as you can get, like, some cheese or some shit on it. Well, otherwise, you know, like, coffee, you fucking chuck that thing.
No. There's literally only one place in the entirety of the city that does
bagels. Yeah, coffee. Coffee helps me. Like, after a cup of coffee, I can piss in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, so if you're itching to piss, I suggest coffee.
No, sorry, I'm just trying to order my bagel over here. Oh, my bad. I'm not paying all that time.
Do you want me to order it for you?
Yeah, go for it. And right. make sure you get a glass of ice cold piss to come from outside.
Let me know when you pull up to the window. I'll order it for you.
Right. You're like, hey, I just get him a big glass of piss and 5 other glasses of piss.
Watch her. She'll throw her own glass of piss.
We don't piss in glasses and give them. We don't do that. That's unsanitary.
Yeah, like, we don't give it away, bitch. I've been keeping this for hours, but I'm going to pour it in your face.
Yeah. And then like, okay.
You have to pay for this.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, what a bagel should I get, bro? Play some of those messages, man. I'm
going to hit a message, yeah.
Well, Mr. Bond, have a sit down. Have a cup of tea. Little did you know that my cock has been out this entire time pissing on the floor. You might be feeling it on your boots. Well... Be prepared next time, Mr. Bond. Be prepared.
You might be feeling it.
Mr. Bond, I've already pissed my pants 5 times since you've been here.
You might be feeling it.
I can't pull
it. It's all over the floor.
Little did you know, Mr. Bond. Little did you know, Mr. Bond. Fuck. I've already pissed my pants 5 times since you've been here.
little is your cock, Mr. Bond. We have pissed ourselves 5 times already by the time you got here. It is already too late.
We anticipated your arriving and have already pissed our pants 5
times. The pissing is done. There is no time.
There is no more piss for us, Mr. Bond. This was just like soaked in shit. Like dripping. The cuffs down the bottom, like dripping with piss.
You're gonna piss on my laser? Well, maybe I'm gonna lacerate your pisser. Huh? Maybe I'm gonna cut up your piss pump. Huh?
Ooh.
We'll see how many pisses you'll be taking in my mouth then.
Wow.
Let go of my ears.
Let go of my ears.
Oh yeah. Piss cleans everything up. Gets the grape soda out of the carpet. Only problem is now you have a piss stain in the carpet. So there's that.
Well, the one way to get rid of a piss stain in the carpet is to piss on the rest of the carpet.
Then what? Exactly.
Go ahead. Hit a message.
West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home where I can piss.
Mount Mama, West Virginia, pissed on my throat.
Tell me what bagel I should get, bro. So I got a pastrami, which is fucking dope. It's, they're good ass pastrami.
Oh, that sounds some good.
Tomatoes and like pickles. And
that sounds really good. That's like a sandwich.
What do you call it? Sour or cream cheese. Then they got the salmon classic, which is salmon, smoked salmon, cream cheese with lime.
Just stay away from the schmear. Don't get the schmear.
I don't know what Alcaparras is. Mixed it for us. Like, I think I'm going to go with this one. I'm telling you this one time. Roast beef is like a fucking...
That's I would go with the pepperoni one. Or the, what did you say that's first? The pastrami. Pastrami. Yeah, well, that sounds so good. But you know, don't get the schmear, because you know what the schmear is. It's the stuff that comes out of the tip of my mushroom head when I squeeze it with both hands.
All the schmear in the world is Donald Trump's dick cheese.
I mix it with a little bit of piss just to add the lubrication, to moisten it up a bit. That's right.
Cut to,
I'm going to get another bubble here.
No, yeah, no, I spilled some piss on my bedspread. I actually peed the bed. So I went and I got a bottle of red wine and I dumped that on the bed and I got that right out. Thanks, yeah. Donald Trump.
Fuck yeah.
Man, so no joke. Like, well, I thought I was good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, thought I'm like, all right, you know, I got another 5 minutes. I fucking pissed myself.
You just pissed yourself? Did you really?
No, like 2 days ago.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey, man, theme of the night, bro. This is synchronicity. This is the universe trying to tell us something.
Maybe it's and for a little while, I drove Uber, and then we can talk about piss bottles.
Oh, yeah. I stopped doing piss bottles, though, in college, man.
Piss bottles, piss bombs, piss.
Interesting. So you're just kind of like a piss pig over there, just living in a world filled with piss. No judgment. Just curious.
There's a song in there somewhere.
Steering us to get to this piss thing. I didn't know it would be like a big...
There's a song in there somewhere. Somewhere there's a song in there.
I didn't know you were a piss pig. I didn't know that your dick was this big. Just kidding, because it's small. Because you pissed on the wall and the floor and the bed. And got me over my head with piss. Whoa.
You know that song by Nine Inch Nails? Piss Pig.
Is there really a song by Nine Inch Nails called Piss Pig?
It's called Hey Pig, but...
Piss Pig, yeah.
But tonight it's called Piss Pig. Piss Pig, Piggy Pig, Pig Pig.
Pig Pig, Piss Pig. All your
dreams come... True.
Pig, pig, piss, pig, little pig, big pig, all the pigs that I know, they all piss on other pigs. There's a spider in the corner, she doesn't try to tell me things. She tell me how I should piss all over everyone that's in my dreams. Ooh, piss pig. I mean, with Molly. Piss pig.
Piss pig.
Fire, bro. You make music? Too? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we just made music. Hey, are you guys playing for that? That was a world premiere, dude. So,
bam.
You got for free. So.
Hope you guys were there, because it was the piss fest.
That was history. And I like that it just goes for like an extended, like an uncomfortable amount of time. That'd be good. Like 8 bars.
That's the key. That's the key. To drag it out to the point where it's annoying.
Dude, there's a bagel with a Nutella and a strawberry, bro. No, that's too much.
Bust a Nutella?
Strawberries and Nutella, some like weird dessert.
I always call it Bust a Nutella.
So why are you making the big bucks, kid? We're moving up to management.
Skippity bippity boo. Oh, giggity giggity goo. Skeet skeet on a bagel.
Skeet skeet on a bagel. Skippity doo bop. I don't know what kind of car for sure.
We got messages. I'm going to pop one.
That's a hop in a quick piss shower. And,
fuck yeah, dude.
I'm also taking a piss right as I'm about to get into my piss shower. It's a great way to wake up in the morning. Piss is very sterile, a great cleaning agent. Yeah, I recommend that you try.
Thank you, C.R. Warren. I'm about to draw myself a piss bath, and I will credit you with reminding me the wonderful, soothing, warming, satisfying, and pacifying powers of piss.
Did you ever hear the legend about, it's not a legend, it's true, but the woman, I was saying Bloody Mary, I guess, like she lived in a castle, bathroom. Ooh. Maybe. She's like a queen, and she was like stealing like children from a village back in like medieval castle days, and like basically killing them and bathing in her blood, in their blood. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right, but you know she extracted their urine for it.
Yeah, I forgot what my original point was. Whatever. Sorry. Play some.
I think you were going all adrenochrome on me.
No, I mean, it's funny, I actually wrote a fucking essay about adrenochrome yesterday.
I forgot. Speaking of Bill Clinton.
I don't know what the adrenochrome is. I don't know. As much as I try, I can't get away from that pussy. Got a hold on me.
Oh, Lord, let's see what these people got to say.
I just want to walk into a sauna, and instead of pouring water over the rocks, I just want to take the longest, most astringent, asparagus-stinking piss. Yeah, and then I want to just let it open up my pores.
Oh, Mr. Worm, that's so sexy. I can see you in the sauna flopping your balls down on the hot rocks and then pissing and pissing and pissing and pissing. And the hair on your balls is smoldering, and you can smell it, and the flesh is starting to roast as you're pissing and pissing and pissing.
Kind of like reflects maybe like octopuses that you would see on the beach in Greece that they get and kind of like beat into the depth of the rocks and hang up. It wasn't exactly like that, you know.
Exactly like Rocky
Boy. Juxtapose the same environments, like I'm in this, like a. Absolutely. Like, his testicles look like, yeah, something's been beaten and put on strut.
Perfectly grilled, like a grilled oyster.
Right, right. But not perfect, like I'm just fucked up a little.
Far from perfect. But perfectly grilled.
A queef is worth a thousand farts.
Oh, you win. Shit, bro. Oh, that was powerful.
Oh fuck. Hold on. Was that bro? Is that from anywhere else? Is that from anywhere else? So. That's I would have read that shit now, bro.
I think that's him.
Wow.
That was fucking money. A queef
is worth a thousand
Oh, shit. I can't even finish writing it down. Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
I'm queefing with a thousand farts. Yeah, man.
That's priceless.
Hey, be honest. Be honest, Worm. Is that actually from you? I don't believe it. That's so good, man.
Yeah, that sounds like some Bill Clinton shit.
That sounds like a fucking Shakespeare wrote it, didn't I?
Exactly.
Adam Sandler in Pissing My Pants. Nick Cage playing the role of the pants.
A queef by any other name.
Yes, Brazil. Yes! Piss on the dance floor. Twirl as you piss. Twirl!
Twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. Twerk.
Just when you thought it couldn't get more passive aggressive, the gayest things come out of everybody's mouth. Are you gay for Worm? Then continue to attack him.
I think we're going to start a whole new sport. It's going to be twerk pissing. So you just bust your best twerk move and let it flow, baby.
This is the same thing, like,
just when you thought it was safe to queef, a new challenger comes in town.
That's the dirty.
An underwater monster made of a thousand farts.
What's that smell? Hey, man, want some seafood?
This summer, Tom Cruise is the fart that queefed.
Hey, Tony, you gonna piss? What are you talking about? I don't want to piss. What are you talking about? Tony, don't be a bitch. We all piss around here. It's okay. I'm on my knees, piss on my face. What are you talking about? I'm not gonna piss on your face. Who does that? Tony, don't be a bitch. Come on. Give it to me. All right, if I have to. I mean, make sure nobody sees.
Oh, man, I love that Offspring song.
Pissing on me, baby. Pissing on me, baby.
When a small town lawyer moves to the city to pursue his dream career, he quickly finds out that the price of queefs isn't worth the farts it takes to get them. And Tom Cruise.
Starring Tom Cruise.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't hold the. I'm too high. I just keep cracking myself up. It's stupid. But so
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is.
And who's that guy? Jeff Busey, starring Tom Cruise and Jeff Busey.
Gary Busey. Tom Cruise, Gary Busey, yeah, and like who's this guy? One other, Billy Zane, yeah,
and Christopher Calkin.
Sometimes the queef you never expected to matter can make the biggest difference. In an island of a thousand farts, Tom Cruise is the man that queefed and would have farted. Oh, we've got down to six. We were getting 15 people just for a second. We just got so fucking. Where did we bang that guy to six? Yeah, dude. Awesome.
We got weird on him.
Now we're tanking. We're GME, bro. We're the GameStop stock over here, bro.
Was Colin McKay there? Was Eric Costin there? Those guys are cool. Bah, piss in my face. Yeah.
Piss in my face, piss in my face, piss in my, piss in my, piss in my face, 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 keep it alone, bro. Piss in my face.
I love that. I love that. Piss in my face. It's kind of like Disturbed.
Oh, piss in my, piss in my, piss in my, piss in my face.
Yeah, some like new age.
That's my jam, dog.
Oh, get up, down, I'm pissing my face.
Bear Grylls here, survival expert. As you can see, I'm in the ocean. Now, this shark is going to kill me. But little do you know that I'm going to piss in its mouth.
Hi, I'm Bear Grylls. I'm at my home and my wife was out of town with her sister for the weekend. What I'm going to do is disrobe and piss into my own mouth for 5 hours straight. I've taken a variety of diuretics and fully flushed my bladder with a variety of fluids. All right, let's get started.
Legs up.
And then I'm imagining Bear Grylls saying this as he's like takes off his clothes and gets on his bed and starts pissing in his mouth. It's like you kind of visual needs to be there. Right?
Yep, legs up against the wall, and then all right, then aim towards the mouth. Now start pissing.
Is that Bear Grylls or is that Steve Irwin?
I don't
know. Crikey, this boy's full of a lot of piss. I'll bet I can get a little bit of it. You know, I can just trick him into coming over with me. Oh,
by crikey, you call that piss, by crikey. Wait.
Crikey, by crikey, you call that piss. This is a piss. I'm supposed to start pissing.
Wait till you get a load of that Melania 5-diamond piss, boy.
I love this. Is gonna be using a trial against me at some point in the future, bro. You're like maybe divorcing me in the past, or like it's gonna be great.
We're definitely on a tape somewhere. The FBI is listening.
But bro, hey, the FBI, pay us, because this is, if you're not fucking entertained by this shit, you know, for compared to the other shit you have to listen to.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Come on, bro. 42 hours of like Jeffrey Epstein's pilot doing nothing.
Yeah, dude, we're talking about people pissing each other's pants for, I think, literally maybe 2 hours we've been doing it.
Exactly.
And you're not going to see that. That's dedication. That's commitment. You know?
I think really people really liked the whole, you know, grabbing by the ears kind of thing, you know? We're not taking this bullshit from our corrupt politicians anymore. And there's one way to deal with it. Mm-hmm. There's one way, right?
Tell him, brother. Chat.
Well, you got to grab him by the ears, and you got to put your little dangling down the throat, and then you just start filling with piss until it's overflowing and it's coming out the mouth. It's all down the throat. It's all soaking the purse, and it's all over the floor, the shoes. You're dancing in it. It's slippery. It's everywhere. Right. You can't even stand up anymore because there's just piss everywhere.
And they have to call the fire marshal. It's like a... Just piss won't start coming. It's like flooding down the stairs.
Exactly.
warping the floor. Yeah.
It's peaceful resistance. It's pissful resistance.
Oh, pistol. Oh, that's good. That was fucking good, dude. I'll play it with.
Dude, Elvis used to close out all of his shows in Las Vegas, laying flat on his back, forgetting the words to his songs, and just pissing all over himself.
Whoa.
Fucking brutal.
Piss King.
Yo, is that true? That sounds like something that's true.
Piss King.
I want to know.
Yeah, that's why they called him the King, man. Come on.
Dude, Elvis was such a badass, bro. I mean, that's G.G. Allin shit in the 1960s or 70s or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Elvis was the first G.G. Allin. If he really did that.
Oh, yeah. G.G. Allin was a poser. Elvis was pissing on himself.
Elvis was pissing on himself. Hell yeah.
Way back.
Boy, G.G. Allin. Yeah. OG.
I mean, yeah. He gave, you know, Jim Morrison and G.G. Allin the idea.
Bro. I actually went broke. Can you please respond and say if that's true? I don't know.
Steve-O here. I'm going to piss my pants while jumping over this train. And yeah, guys. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Oh, like my God. The jackass. This is
that
the piss
totally
pants.
Sounds like... Hold on.
Imagine Steve-O and Chris Pontius, right? It's like, welcome, jackass. Yeah. This is the piss pants stunt. And then they just stand there and like their pants fucking blossom with piss.
Just stand there and piss.
And then, don't.
I'm surprised they didn't do that. Like, piss yourself in the box and then walk through town.
It's fucking so funny, dude. Oh, my God, it's so funny.
Right, like piss yourself and walk through a mall. Oh god.
Yeah.
Welcome to Survivor. 5 competitors, all full bladders. Who has the most painful piss? Which will taste the best? And which will win the competition?
This is actually a great idea for a television show. It's like we just make people drink a bunch of water, and it's like who can not piss themselves first? And you're like, has to stand on some pillars or some shit.
That's it,
bro. No water.
They've been piercing my pants this entire time, Mr. Bond. A week before you got here, that's why you could smell it at the door. Now it is time for you to taste it.
I was just like, oh, Mr. Bond, you thought I would be surprised. I have been pissing my pants for fucking 5 weeks. last month, when your decoy came to the hospital, I pissed my pants 5 times. It is nothing to me, Mr. Bond. I'm doing it right now. He stands up, and James Bond has been, like, outsmarted.
Perhaps it is the box of Natasha that you are smelling. She has been marinating in the piss drawers for weeks.
My piss is almost the Ukrainian kind, Mr. Bond. I get it from Ghislaine Maxwell. You know about this, yes?
This is good piss, yes.
This is good, thanks. You will learn how it feels to pee on your own pants. And that's it. Yo, we never finished the story about... Oh, wait, was that you? No, that wasn't you. That was Worm. This is a story about a little Chinese African baby in Russia that was... Whatever.
Why does cats always jump higher than houses?
Because they can? I don't know.
Hey, pig. Yeah, you.
Hey, piss.
Pig, pig, piggy, piggy, pig, piss. All
piss, 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 piss,
piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss, piss,
you're my little piss pig. The only piss pig I want to have in my life.
I say to my boy, you get your legs up on the wall and you piss all over your face, boy, you become a man.
It reminds me of who that? Mr. T. Mr. T, come over here. Fuck me up the ass. Don't come too fast. I flex my butt cheeks, rip your dick off, motherfucker.
Oh, that's good.
God damn it. And then he's pissing.
All right, man. Everybody pissing everywhere.
I just everywhere I look, I ain't seen nothing but piss.
Hey man, why you holding on the piss over there, man? Quit hoarding the piss.
Man, I ain't hoarding no piss. Boy.
You got all the piss.
I ain't hoarding no piss, son. I'm drinking
you
it.
You got all the piss. My
drinking boss. It. Ain't no piss hoarder. Piss.
It's a good sling blade, but I gotta rewatch this. Hold up, man. I'm sorry.
You know how much you've been talking? You've been talking 6 hours. If I talk 6 hours, I've been asleep right now. I don't know how you talk six hours. That's impossible.
Hey man, it's called being a fucking dope human being and a higher performing individual. Learn about it. Step your shit up.
Mamacita, hey, you want your peace? I can do your piece. How you like your piece?
That's crazy. Yeah, I've been going 6 hours. Wow. Holy shit. Six and a half.
You stop when I stop.
And you swear get on top of the Eiffel Tower and piss on all the people below. And don't stop for nothing.
Awesome.
In all honesty, it is straight from my fucking brain, but the simplicity of it leads me to suspect that someone has come up with it at some point. So if you Google it and find it, you can take that to mean whatever you like. I know that I didn't consciously plagiarize it, and I actually I resent that accusation actually, but
no, bro.
I forgot I even sent that message.
No, dude, don't resent that. It's so fucking good. That's like power. It's if you just came up on the spot, it's like, dog, you just made something like incredible. It seems like too good to be like, oh, how's someone said that? A queef is worth 1,000 farts. Dog, that's a t-shirt. I mean, yeah, that's a whole clothing line.
Priceless. Yeah.
Priceless.
Absolutely priceless.
100%. So it wasn't hating on you. It's just like, dude, like, are you sure that's not from something else? Because if it's not,
yeah, you hit it out of the park with that one.
Someone tweet that shit. Because I'm chase this right now. A queef is worth it.
This summer, Matt Damon queefs on someone's balls. That's right, including piss.
This summer, Matt Damon is a queef going up against his friend forever, Ben Affleck, who plays the fart. A fart is worth 1,000 queefs. Written by
Joe Worm. By the way, no. Dude, no. I just Googled that. I just Googled queef is worth 1,000 farts. I mean, nothing came up on the first page of Google. So
there you go.
Worm. Worm.
Get on it.
Worm. Worm.
Get on that shit, you dog. You can
do it. I mean, I'm not going to do anything with it. But do something with that, dude. A queef is worth 1,000. I mean, just tweet it. Just tweet it. Like,
somebody got to do it.
That made me laugh so fucking hard.
Oh my god, yeah. Tear in my eye, laughing hard. Like, yeah.
Dude, I yeah. That's funny. Tommy.
That is fucking priceless, dude. That got me so hard.
Yeah.
Whoa, Jesus.
This is what life's all about, man. Life's all about fucking just fucking doing dumb shit and laughing.
Doing dumb shit, laughing, chopping it
you're
up.
Like, oh, you wanna...
Smoking some good weed, yeah. making some people smile.
Oh, I fucking closed the deal in my law firm and made, like, you know, a bunch of money so now I can, like, go sit around in an apartment and do some lame shit. Nah, bro, you ain't laughing like this. Whoever, there's people, they didn't laugh. Like, I've laughed at them. This was special. No home.
Carmelo de Zamoro, Carmelo de Zamoro.
Okay, cool. Barack Obama here. I'm taking this 12-inch python here, and I'm sucking it while simultaneously pissing in my mouth. God bless America. God bless you. God bless everyone.
I'm having drones sent over the Middle East to drop loads of bags of piss all over the inhabitants of Egypt.
I hope Michael is pissing on you while you're drinking your own piss, Mr. Obama. I mean, Michelle.
Listen, you can't drink your own piss without trying.
Did you say Ghislaine? Ghislaine.
Yep.
All right, I just wanted to... Ghislaine Maxwell?
With J.
Yeah, because we said, who said Giz cunt? You said, what was it? Ghislaine Cunwell or something? You had a clever thing.
Ghislaine comes well.
No, you call someone cunt something. Remember? I'm trying to remember what it was.
It was Cunt Mala.
Yeah, Cunt Mala. Yeah. Now, my man's a fire today with the, you know, the rude boy names for powerful people. Cunt Mala. Fire. I think we can do better than
I think it's about time for you to kind of wrap it up and go to bed. You're talking about piss a whole lot, which is rather nasty, but I've enjoyed your broadcast. You both are phenomenal people. I just think that it's gotten to the point where there's nothing left to say. It's time to go to bed.
Hey, thanks for chiming in. But this ends when we say it ends, not when you say it ends, okay?
You might be a mind reader. I'm fading, but we're not done yet.
Yeah, we're going to keep going. And honestly, like, if you do keep going past the point of exhaustion, that's when you actually hit a second win. And shit gets even funnier. But I don't know. I got some bagels coming. When the bagels come, I'm probably going to tap out. But, yeah, woman, you're right. But also, you can't tell us what to do.
Hey, y'all. This is Tyrone, fitness expert. I'm about to lift 500 kilos while pissing myself.
Bro, this finds like a million characters, dude. Bro, you should be on like Saturday Night Live or something. Bro.
Absolutely. Busting.
Mr. Trump, tell us what it's like fucking your wife and your daughter at the same time.
Aren't they the same person?
I agree with Queen here. Y'all being real nasty with this talk about you, Ryan. I don't know what Jesus would think about that. But anyway, God bless y'all. Do y'all Hail Marys.
The Lord made us able to piss, okay? And that is an expression of the Lord. And if we want to celebrate this thing that the God has given us with that feels so good and it's so amazing.
God bless y'all.
Bless your heart, but sweetie, we're gonna praise the Lord every way that you can. Praise the Lord for our urinary tract system. You know,
praise the Lord and piss on.
Amen. But praise the Lord and may the Lord piss on all of us, please. Yeah.
All right, everybody listening to me. If you haven't already followed me on Twitter, please go follow me on Twitter at WIRM_MILLION. My latest tweet is a collaborative effort, although I coined the phrase. It was inspired by these two fine gentlemen.
Oh.
Let all diplomats everywhere see the shining example placed here, placed forth by Donald J. Trump and Brazil president.
Dude, go. If that fool just tweeted a one queef is worth 1,000 farts, go on Twitter and upvote. I'm going to do it right now.
I'm going right now.
That is, bro, that's it. That could be a phrase that defines a decade. Yeah, it might be.
See, my only problem is, why does C Honky have to ridicule the Virgin Mary? Us Catholics, we pray to the Virgin Mary. We light candles to the Virgin Mary. Okay? We don't care. We don't care. Get off my back, see
honky. I don't know about y'all, but I pray to queefs and piss, all right? And I am sick of these fucking waspy, white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant fucking heathens coming in here and shitting on my decision to praise the Lord that I recognize, which is queefs and farts, and piss as well, of course. There we go. Queefs and thousand farts. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, would you go?
Classic. Dude. Oh my god, that was beautiful.
So good, dude.
Classic. We do our Hail Marys around here. Like, y'all don't know Jesus like we do here. We do our Hail Marys. We know how to treat Jesus. So, it's a delicate situation when Jesus sticks his cock in my mouth and pisses in it. It's not a situation that you make light of. Don't make jokes about no holy piss.
We're paid. Amen. In Pentecostal religion down here, we know that when Jesus was put on the cross, the last thing that he did was to queef. And we celebrate that as well as drink our own piss. That has nothing to do with Jesus. But we do know that the Lord said a queef is worth 1,000 farts, and he said that with his will and his works. And we try to honor that through our version of Christianity.
Every day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, man, that was hilarious, huh?
Well, yeah, I think I'm tuckered out on this one. But holy fuck, man. I mean, this is literally probably maybe the best conversation I've had on stereo. I haven't laughed this hard in like a hot one. So dope, man. Dope, dude. Thank you, bro. Same, if I give you a nux in real life, I give you a nux. But dude, stay tapped in if you want to do a podcast thing or something, you know.
I would love to, man, for sure.
Definitely.
My cheek muscles are sore, but I'm gonna hit the sack, man.
Yeah, dude. I think that was awesome.
For sure.
Definitely. Bro. For sure, bro. Take it easy, yeah, as well.
Let's do it. I'm pretty flexible, but I'll is your Instagram tied to your
I don't have any social media, bro. But if you just make it a schedule a thing or something and invite me, you know, I'll get on this.
Or let my Instagram's tied to mine, so you could let me know what your schedule is if you want.
Yeah.
I'm open except for Friday.
Okay, maybe tomorrow. Or what's this? Alright, maybe this weekend. Whatever, we'll figure it out.
Good things.
Much love, all you guys.
Yeah, much out love, there. People. Yeah.
Prosperity.
Thank you, everybody. Blessings. Oh, we got another message.
Thanks for rocking with us on that one.
Should we play these messages?
It is a known fact that Jesus shared his piss with his disciples. Not only that, but he shared his piss with the slaves and the other people, the lepers. The lepers. He pissed on the lepers to heal them. Hail Mary, God bless Jesus, and God bless his followers.
Goblet.
Yeah, I said the same thing to end another thing the other day. Yeah, I hadn't laughed that hard in a while. So there must be something to this Dave guy. He must have what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good morning. See you later.
Yeah. Love you all.
You too. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Much love.
Until next time. Peace.
All right. Thanks for tuning into another episode and another thing with Dave. Please follow, subscribe, and share. I'm on all social media and another thing with Dave. And keep seeking the truth. All right, that does it for this episode. Until next time, please do drop a follow. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can give a rating. If you're digging what I'm doing, picking up what I'm throwing down, please share on social media. Check out my two YouTube channels, Dave Smith Absurd Comedy and The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Until next time, keep smiling.